Everyone has an opinion when it comes to having a baby and raising kids. Just get the epidural. There's no prize for doing it natural. In my day, we just let the baby cry until they settle themselves down. Have you tried sage oil? And so many more comments, most of them unsolicited. Welcome to the Birth and Parenting Things podcast. My name is Kim, and I've got opinions too. I'm kind of an expert on birth. I've also managed to raise 3 babies into young adults. I'm here to offer evidence-based information, stories, personal experiences on birth, parenting, and everything in between. So let's do this. Hello, hello. It is January what? What is the day today? The 4th. Today is January 4th. Oh my God, I don't even know what day it is. My name is Kim. I am a doula in Toronto, and this is the Birth and Parenting Things podcast. Did you survive the holidays? Yeah, I barely did. And much to my surprise, I found out that my kids have an extra week off. So that put a wrench into all the plans I made for the first week of January. But whatever, I have sequestered them in their room so I can record this. How is your year starting out? Everything going well so far? It's 4 days in. When you hear this, it'll be 5 days in. My year has not started out great. Actually have had some heart issues, surprisingly enough. And while heart problems are a common occurrence in my family, I'm going to take this stuff very, very seriously. So doctor's appointment tomorrow, and we'll see how that goes. And hopefully I can get my heart issues under control. So that is not kind of how I wanted to start the year. I generally don't do, what do you call it, like resolutions and stuff. But I did, and I, for the past few years, I have done, a vision board, but I didn't do that this year. I just don't, they just don't speak to me, and that's fine. If they speak to you, that's great, and I love that. But I did decide this year to pick a word for the year. So the year is going, the word that I've chosen for this year is education, and not just teaching people, but also being taught. So I'm going to spend this year doing a lot of reading and research and whatnot and learning more things. So that's going to be, and hopefully the benefit to that will be to you, the listener, to teach you all the things that I have learned. So today's podcast is going to be on pain in labor and what that's all about. And in my, my relaxation and comfort measures class, I talk about redefining pain. So when I ask my class what, at the beginning of all my classes, I ask people, what do you know about birth? What is one thing you know about birth? And invariably, in fact, I've had to say, and not pain, because invariably about 60 or more plus will answer that birth is painful. And of course, that answer leads us to a feeling of dread, right? As soon as you think about birth, you think about pain. And we don't want to be in pain. Nobody wants to be in pain. And for our whole lives, we've been told that pain is bad. And for the most part, that's true. When we fall down and, you know, break our arm, it's painful. This pain, where there's an injury or where there's something wrong, this is what we would refer to as sick pain. It's a signal to our brains that tell us that something's wrong, that we need to seek help and get whatever is causing that pain fixed so that the pain will stop. However, there is actually another pain in our lives that we may not have considered and don't see it in the same way as we do sick pain, and that's healthy pain. So stay with me. There is a pain we experience that isn't a trigger to tell us something's wrong. This pain tells us that our body is working really hard and being pushed to its ultimate limits. For example, imagine a marathon runner. And as they approach the end of the race, or even partway through, they can start to feel their heart pounding. Their legs are screaming. Their legs are on fire as they keep moving. Their back is tense and aching in as their heels hit the pavement, and their feet are practically numb with the exertion and the beating they're going through. What they are experiencing is, in theory, healthy pain. As they hit that breaking point, they force themselves to push past those pain barriers and keep going. And we describe what they're feeling as healthy pain. The exertion you feel as your body moves towards its top level of endurance. And there's nothing wrong, nothing's broken that needs fixing. It's just really hard work. Now let's look at how we react to both of these pains. With someone experiencing sick pain, we react with concern. We hold the person. We frantically get them help, taking them to a doctor, treating the pathology to eliminate that pain, and most importantly, getting them pain medication. However, with healthy pain of a marathon runner, what do? We cheer them on. We ring cowbells. We shout how good they're doing. We stand and clap and yell as they pass. They are an athlete showing us their power. And when they look like they're hitting those pain barriers and their face grimaces and their speed slows, what do? We yell and cheer louder to boost them and bolster them through that pain barrier. Now, what if we looked at the laboring parent not as someone who is sick, but as an athlete? What if we looked at them as their body working at peak performance? What if, as a laboring parent, we thought of those birthing sensations as functional, purposeful, and powerful energies? The energies of those contractions are not an outside force working against you, but a powerful energy created by you to bring your baby into the world. Just as we push ourselves to the brink in a strenuous activity like running, you are pushing yourself to the brink during labor. Yes, you are doing this. The only difference between a marathon runner and labor is one is a conscious action you choose to do, and the other is a physiological action that you have no control over. Either way, the power and energy that you are creating in both situations is coming from you. So the contractions can't be any stronger than you because they are you. Now, with the laboring parent being treated like an athlete, how do we react to their labor? We cheer them on, we encourage them, we support them, giving them water and food and breathing with them and rubbing their tired muscles and being a physical support for the various positions their body will take. Hell, we may even throw a cowbell in there. I actually had someone in my class ask if they could bring a cowbell. Sure, go for it. I'm not sure how the hospital will react to that, but go for it. The world needs a little more cowbell, I think. Don't you? And at any point, when the laboring parent needs more, if they have reached that last barrier they are willing to work through and they want medical pain relief, well, then we're going to support that too. Labor is not just a physical exercise, but it's also actually a mental exercise. And keeping your mind positive and remembering these sensations are just you can help you keep you focused on the journey at hand and not move you into a negative space. So if you are soon to be a laboring parent, look at the internal dialogue you have going on in your head and change how you think about your upcoming marathon. You are an incredible athlete, even if you've never done a sport in your life. You are about to run an amazingly hard but rewarding race, and you've got this. And plus, you're not doing this alone. You do have a support team to get you there. So it'll be also important to look at how your support people look at you. How are they imagining you? Are they cheering you on and treating you like the athlete that you are, or are they, you know, trying to save you, quote unquote, save you from this discomfort that you're in? I think it's important to remember that not we have to look at not just your pain barriers during labor and what can be done to help you, but we also have to look at your support person's pain barriers and how they need to have support and how they're going to work through the pain barriers that you are being faced with. So talk to them about it and see if we can maybe switch up everybody's mental game when you go into this labor. So it's funny, whenever I have a client who is an athlete, who is a runner or things like that, it's very easy to show them what, you know, when you talk about these pain barriers and when you talk about, you know, getting pushed to the wall, they understand that. But some of us who have never done this kind of work before, who have never done sports and things like that before, we don't necessarily know how we can get to that point, what that point even looks like. And I mean, sometimes you can make it as simple as when you grab all the groceries from the car and you're trying to get to the front door, and those last few steps are really difficult, but you're going to get there without having to drop those groceries. That's what we're talking about. You know, you've got that last little bit and you can do that last little bit. Or if you're, you know, let's say the elevator's out and you've got to take the stairs, you know that you've got to do 3 sets of stairs to get to your office or your home or whatever. So you keep going and you keep going and you keep going, and you know that there's just a little bit left to go. And even though your legs might be burning, you're going to get there. So try and think about how you would normally do this stuff. Would you just put the groceries down and rest for half an hour? Would you just sit down on the stairs and wait? Or would you keep pushing through to get to that final destination where you need to be? It's the same thing with birth. You're going to hit sections where you just got to keep pushing through. And the good thing too is that the body is really, really amazing in that, especially as you get towards the end and transition and, you know, pushing, your body's actually going to release that hormone called adrenaline, which is going to get you that last little oomph that you need to go. So while we don't want a whole lot of adrenaline during your labor, we get little bits of it every now and then, but at the end your body's going to give you a bit of a surge of adrenaline, and that's going to be really helpful in pushing you beyond that point, so that when you get to pushing, you are going to have the energy that you need to move forward. So let's look at redefining what birth is actually like. That birth is not necessarily a medical incident, and that birthing in a hospital can be, for some of us, it can be a medical situation, but for some, it is just a place to birth. It's not that you're going to be there to actually use the facilities to help save you from birth, but maybe you do need that. Some of us need that extra support medically, and some of us just need a safe place to birth. So look at how you see yourself birthing. I encourage you to actually sit down and envision what your birth might be like, and try and look at it from a positive point of view and not the point of view of what Hollywood has sort of jammed down our throat. All right, that's me. That's it. I got nothing else. I've got a blueberry and strawberry smoothie that I've started, and I've got to chug down some water to keep on those resolutions of eating healthier so that my heart issues aren't going to be a bigger issue in the future. And we'll see what the doctor says tomorrow. All right. I hope everyone has a great start to the new year, and have a good one. I'll try and have something a little bit more exciting for next one. I'm going to start a series of what we need for baby. So that one might be a little bit longer than usual. All right. Have a good one. Bye.